Discovery Health Medical Scheme has launched South Africa's first ever Sharia-compliant medical scheme arrangement. This four-part podcast series is dedicated to explaining this innovative offering in full. The series is hosted by seasoned broadcaster Shafiq Morton and features expert guests who share leading insights into the way in which Sharia law and takaful have been incorporated into this groundbreaking new arrangement.
Welcome to the fourth and final episode in our special podcast series. We are focusing on the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's brand new Sharia-compliant arrangement. I hope you've listened to the first three episodes in the series, where I've chatted to Discovery's experts on the new arrangement, as well as an eminent Sharia scholar and consultant who are on the Sharia-compliant arrangement's advisory board. Today, we take things a step further. We chat to a GP in the Muslim community, Dr. Ishmael Mita, and to an independent financial advisor, Nadir Bulbulya. They've both provided their care and their services to the Muslim community for many, many years. We also chat to Muhammad, a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member who has opted into the Sharia-compliant arrangement. And we also joined by Farzana Baba, Head of Product Development at Discovery Health. And a special welcome to our guests. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Farzana, I'm going to start off with you. Could you just quickly give us a rundown about sort of a bit of a wrap-up of what we've been discussing, the new arrangement, and of course the accessibility of it to anybody who's listening to us right now, somebody who might be on the scheme already, somebody who's new, and somebody who wants to enter into the whole arrangement.
So I think we're extremely excited and pleased to announce this Sharia-compliant arrangement that's been working on for a few months, for quite a while now. And I think what it is, it's a culmination of taking the principles of Sharia and implementing it in a way and applying it to the medical scheme so that we can now say to the market out there that we have a Sharia-compliant arrangement available on all of our Discovery Health Medical Scheme plans. So what it means is that if you are a member that's looking to ensure that all of your insurance products are set up in a Sharia-compliant manner, you now also have access to that in the medical scheme space. Whether you would like to join a comprehensive plan or a core plan, the Discovery Health Medical Scheme will be available to you. And this arrangement is set up in a manner to ensure that it is compliant with all the takaful principles and that there is an independent advisory board that's set up that will regularly audit and monitor the Sharia-compliant aspect of the Discovery Health Medical Scheme Sharia-compliant arrangement. A bit of a mouthful there at the end.
Well, Farzana, at least you've got the mouthful out. I mean, that's a major achievement. But on a more serious note, we're talking about user-friendly, we're talking about accessibility, and of course, we're talking about Sharia compliance. See, all of that's guaranteed, isn't it?
It's exactly that. And I think in one of the previous podcasts, I spoke about how you can easily activate the Sharia compliant arrangement. We've made sure that there's a number of channels available to people. All you need to do is log on to the website or your app, whatever you prefer, the method that you prefer, log on, navigate towards manage your health plan, and in a few seconds, you select the Sharia-compliant arrangement. It's really as easy as that.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to Dr. Ishmael Mita, welcome him to the program. Doctor, tell us something about your practice. I take it you're a GP. A GP means that you're a master of all. Just tell us something very quickly about yourself.
Jack of all trades, but master of none. Assalamu alaikum, Shafiq. Jazakallah for having us on the program. And I'm particularly thankful to the Almighty for actually delivering us to this point. I've been extremely passionate about the Sharia arrangement. And, it's been a long-term dream to actually getting to this particular point. So, alhamdulillah. You know, I've been in practice since 1997, and I was part of a group called the Prime Cure Clinic Group. We started primary healthcare clinics, which were positioned in the townships. And, I used to see in the region of about 200 patients daily. And what came through more often than not was the question with regards to the Sharia arrangement. So I saw a lot of patients, who were particular about Sharia arrangements and essentially, you know, the search for his medical or healthcare Sharia solution was something that started during that period. So across the spectrum of my career in healthcare, you know, I've always been attending to ulama. These are religious leaders within the Muslim community and been taking care of them. And, you know, they are a largely uninsured market. And there was always this calling for a Sharia solution. And, you know, what brought us to this point was actually a discussion that I had with the Jamiatul Ulama, South Africa, and had a discussion with Maulana Bam. And, you know, he said, you know, we've got a membership of close on to 10,000 people through their affiliations with the various maktabs or madrasas. These are religious institutions, and each religious institution would have three or four scholars that would be employed and are uninsured. And he was solving for that particular, or he was looking for a solution for that particular market and saying, look, we need a Sharia arrangement firstly, and something that is cost effective so that we can provide some kind of healthcare insurance product for this particular market. And this is what brought me through to, you know, I had a chat with my partners, Uwais and Umair, and, you know, they were in the Takaful market. And alhamdulillah, you know what, that discussion led us to Discovery Health, and we are where we are today. So alhamdulillah, you know, there's been a huge demand from the sector, specifically of the ulama fraternity. And alhamdulillah, I'm so glad that we are able to meet that need today.
And of course, I'm sure you are happy that this Sharia compliant arrangement is plugging into a massive, well-oiled infrastructure, which is Discovery Health. So one's got almost like a double whammy of benefits. You've got the Sharia compliancy, and you've got this, as I say, this well-oiled machine looking after it.
You know, the thing is, it's something that we never expected, you know, and we thought that the road to having the Sharia arrangement launch would be fraught with difficulty, especially from a giant, well-oiled machine like Discovery Health. And Uwais and I had a chat, and we said, you know what, who better to partner with than Discovery Health? And essentially, we arranged a meeting through Firoz Borat and with Dr. Ryan Oach, and who I actually knew from the Prime Cure Clinic days. And we essentially had our first meeting in 2020, and then obviously COVID happened. And in June that year, I got an email from Ryan to say, listen, how soon can you get this product? Can you meet the Sharia compliance deadline by the end of September? And that's when the team actually just jumped in into gear. And alhamdulillah, you know, today we look back, we've had our difficulties, we've had the legal setbacks, but alhamdulillah, today we are living that particular dream.
Yeah, up and running, as they say in the classics. I'm going to move on to Muhammad, who is a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member. Muhammad, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Now, you've previously been a member of the old conventional medical scheme, I'll put it that way. What does it mean to you, the fact that you can now, as a consumer or a client, go to the doctor, you can get medical treatment, you can have your checkups, etc., but now it's Sharia compliant? How reassuring is that for you?
You know, when you first start working, you end up taking a medical aid because it's pretty mandatory. But the thing is, medical aid tends to conflict with your faith. At one time, I viewed it as a grudge purchase in order to fulfill my duties in society and, you know, to work. But now, at that time, it was extremely difficult. But now it means so much to me because it aligns with my faith. And that's all that I've ever wanted.
No, that's absolutely amazing. So it must make you sleep a lot easier at night, because you touch on a very interesting point, is that often people of faith, as you say, have to make grudge purchases in the market. And here Discovery Health is all of a sudden through a lot of hard work behind the scenes, made it so much easier. I mean, what would your words be to anybody who's listening to us today about the process that you've gone through?
Okay. So personally, you know, in South Africa, it's a wonderful country to live in. And especially in this case where inclusivity is part of our culture, I think Discovery and the folks at the Sharia Compliance Committee have done such a good job of catering to the need of an entire section of the population. And, you know, you often have to balance life and your faith with mitigating risk. And no matter how healthy you think you are, in South Africa, we have things like motor accidents and we have high crime rates, and medical aid, you know, offers some relief to that. So now having this in line with our faith gives a whole section of the Muslim clientele, you know, peace of mind and alleviates the burden on loved ones. For us, we no longer have to wrestle with our faith because the scheme is now doing the things the halal way.
And of course, I mean, sometimes doing things the halal way can throw up obstacles, but it appears as if in this case, no obstacles, ease of use, accessible.
Yeah.
Tell us how easy it was to move over to the Sharia compliant offering.
So as an existing client, it was super easy. It was essentially a tick box. All I had to do was, I think it was log into www.discovery.co.za. I tap the medical aid tab at the top. You go into manage your health plan and there'll be a tick box. So you can read the terms and conditions and see what it does, but simply tick the tick box and that's it. Easy, done, sorted, and take it like a minute.
Absolutely easy. So you would definitely recommend this Sharia compliant arrangement from Discovery Health in terms of medical schemes to anybody who's listening to us and beyond. Yes.
Definitely. I can't tell you that what peace of mind it has brought to me or how it has lightened the load on my shoulders.
Nadir, we're going to bring you in, as it were, for the last hurrah. But very quickly, just tell us something about your background in the financial services sector, especially as a Sharia-compliant consultant.
Walaikum salam. I really appreciate that you people have me today here in the studio. And I've been in the industry for much more than 2006. I have basically been in the industry for 31 years with another company, which was my own company, but a family business. However, it's 2006, I launched Prince Financial Services, of which I primarily basically market the health and other related financial products to the entire community. And my major holding to the community is the Muslim community, of which we offer the Sharia compliant products. In the past, it was the invest products. And obviously in the recent times, the life insurance products, as well as now the Discovery Health product.
Yeah, and of course you're fully involved in the health sector, as we could say. Now, based on your experience in consulting on Sharia compliant financial products, with a slant towards takaful or insurance, as it were, have your clients expressed a need to access a Sharia compliant medical scheme arrangement, and have they spoken to you about the lack of this particular arrangement in the marketplace?
Yes, sure. And that's why I said I'm very excited, because what was happening in the past is that a number of individuals were having a concern is that where your medical aid contributions were invested were not invested in a Sharia compliant or an Islamic manner. And this is the reason why we've proposed to many insurers or health companies for this offering. And now that we have Discovery, and obviously we have this in place and we can now offer them. So in the past, unfortunately, the premiums used to get invested in a pool and they were not comfortable in terms of where that money and was invested and which board ever overlooked where the money was going into, whether it be gambling, whether it be alcohol, or whether it be another arrangement not in Sharia principles.
As a journalist, I've covered this landscape for more than 20 years, and this is definitely the first time I've heard about Sharia compliant medical aid coming onto the market. It's a game changer, isn't it? I mean, what are your feelings? It must be really nice now that the basket you can offer your clients has broadened into the medical aid sphere.
Fortunately, that discovery has come to party with this system, and obviously it's going to bring in more clients or more individuals into the healthcare offering in terms of taking out the healthcare product being Sharia compliant.
A final question today, Navir. I'm sure your phone has been ringing, the emails have been blinking into your computer. I'm sure many, many people are excited about this new product, and I'm sure they're contacting you.
Yes, they are. The one thing which I need to make certain to individuals is that nothing from a discovery perspective changes in any manner. I mean, the product range remains in terms of the solvencies will remain. Does that the three so-called ulama and muftis that have been assigned to this board obviously will then regulate this? And yes, like you said, yes, my emails have been nonstop in terms of having the product Sharia, and discovery has made it very easy for us as individuals to accommodate the individuals who one day product Sharia compliant.
Absolutely. And Farzana Baba, as we conclude, is going to also lighten the load considerably by giving us something of a wrap up. And Farzana, if you can also tell people listening to us, if they want to listen to the three previous podcasts, which will tell them everything they need to know about what we're discussing today, if you can just maybe give them what link they can go to, whether it's on the website or wherever, where they can listen to the three other podcasts and, of course, access more information. Farzana, over to you.
I think it's really reassuring to hear how easy it was for Mohammed to just actually sign up. So I think we're getting firsthand how his experience has been. I think if you really want some more information, the first three podcasts give you a good sense of what the Sharia compliant arrangement is all about, how you can access it, where you can access it, how it's set up. And then I think importantly, I think one of the questions we always get asked is how much will this arrangement cost me? The compliance that's been put together in order to ensure that it's Sharia compliant, and that it doesn't actually cost you anything more. It's the same as it would cost you on any other medical scheme plan. So log on to www.discovery.co.za or log on to your app and use the easy steps that Mohammed just spoke about. Navigate to your medical aid tab, manage your health plan, and select the tick box to select the Sharia compliant arrangement.
And that's all we have time for today. A special thanks to our guests, Farzana Baba, Dr. Ismail Mita, Mohammed, a satisfied Discovery Health Medical Scheme member, and Navir Bulbulia, a well-known Sharia compliant purveyor in the finance circles. You have been listening to the fourth and the final podcast in our series. Please do go back and listen to the first three podcasts in the series for a holistic understanding of the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's Sharia compliant arrangement. From me, your host Shafiq Morton, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for listening to this episode in the Discovery Health Medical Scheme Sharia Compliant Medical Scheme Arrangement podcast series. Do look out for other episodes in this dynamic series. Visit www.discovery.co.za/info/sharia for more information.